Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala: Alaysa Allahu bikafin 'abda? Wa qala ta'ala: Qul ya 'ibadiyalladhina asrafu 'ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Sadaqallahul 'azim. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had conveyed the instructions of Allah Ta'ala to Qarun, Qarun did not take heed. The result of it was that Allah Ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that the land is in your subjugation, you command the land to take hold of Qarun. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam commanded the land, get hold of him, and Qarun sunk into the earth, up to his ankles. At that time, Qarun said, Ya Musa, O Musa, have mercy on me, free me, emancipate me from this. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam again gave the land, the earth, the further instruction, sink him, take hold of him. And then he was sunk into the land up to his knees. And all the while, Qarun is saying, Ya Musa, Ya Musa. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is commanding the land to sink him further up to his waist and then up to his neck. Then Allah Ta'ala addressed Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and said to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that, O Musa, had Qarun called upon me, he said, Musa, had he said, Mawla, had he called upon the Rabb Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala said, he would have found me qareeban mujiba. He would have found me close. And he would have found me one that responds to that call, even in the height of his arrogance and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, that now Allah Ta'ala commands that the earth be opened. That was the decision of Allah Ta'ala. But even in that height of disobedience of Allah, had he turned his heart from you, he turned his gaze from you, and he turned it towards me, I would have had mercy upon him. He would have found me merciful. How many a time, in whatever our difficulties be, our challenges be, we forget Allah the Rabb. We forget Allah is the Mawla. We forget that everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is Qadir. Allah Ta'ala has all the power. And sometimes we move towards insan to fulfill our necessities and to overcome our difficulties. In the very first rakat, in the very first page, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Alaysa Allahu bikafin 'abda. Lots of tafsir about this ayat. But is Allah Ta'ala not sufficient for His servant? Friends, tonight is the 23rd night. One of the greater potential nights of Laylatul Qadr. It is a night when we have to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. It is a night when we have to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is a night when we have to resolve our matters with Allah Ta'ala. Aurangzeb was one of the last Mughal emperors. And he was a pious person. But he went out one day hunting and he loses his entourage. He is now sole alone. He doesn't know how to find his way back. And in that wilderness, in the jungle, a little hut is seen. So all alone, hungry, thirsty, dehydrated, he makes his way to this hut. Sometimes, what can be in the mind of a person, a palatial home, those of you that went to India, to Delhi, you would have seen the Red Fort and all the other forts. And now a little hut he has to go to ask for a few sips of water. When he taps at the door, the man that opens the door looks at him and immediately realizes that this man is reaching the point of dehydration, he is going to fall. He makes him sit, he goes to his clay pot, takes out water into a bowl, but does not give it to him. He goes outside and fetches some dry grass, and he puts it into the water. And then he says to him, "Here, drink." The man, he's in a jungle. No social media, no other medias. He doesn't know who this person is. He just knows that the hunter is lost. So he gives him this water to drink. Aurangzeb drinks that water. And after he finishes the water, the man said to him, "Relax, I'm going to get some food. Let me prepare." So Aurangzeb asked him, "You gave me water, but why the grass?" So he says to him, "When I saw your state of dehydration, my common sense tells me that if you are going to gulp the water because of your absolute thirst, you're going to damage your intestines." And that is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, drinking three sips. So, by putting the grass, I knew you will be very careful as you sip, and the sips will be slower. So Aurangzeb writes a note. He gives him his business card. That I am so and so. Puts his autograph there. His address, Red Fort, Delhi. This man is oblivious of all of this. He doesn't know who he is. He takes that piece of paper and he puts it in some place. Now, after some years passed by, some difficulty had overcome this man from the jungle. And he said, "I remember this person said he's from Delhi. Let me go towards Delhi. Let's see if I find him." So he shows that piece of paper. People were mocking him, laughing at him, but nonetheless, he comes to the Red Fort. The doorkeeper sees the signature. And he's also surprised, Dehati farmer. "You looking for Aurangzeb?" But he sees that signature, that autograph. So he directs him to Aurangzeb. But this was the time of his ibadat. And Aurangzeb is in his little masjid. Those of you that saw the Red Fort will understand. A little masjid. And there he is making dua to Allah Ta'ala. And he's crying unto Allah Ta'ala. He's crying unto Allah Ta'ala. This man from the jungle observes and he observes and he observes. And when Aurangzeb finishes his dua, he turns around and he sees this person. The incident is fresh. "You didn't only give me water, you saved my life." And he said, "You've come to visit me, what can I do for you?" He replies, "I came to ask for a need. But I realize that you ask the same Allah I ask. You are asking and you beseeching from the same Allah that I am asking from. So you carry on with your asking and I will carry on asking my Allah." Brothers, we need to develop this in us, that whatever the difficulties and challenges of life be, and no matter who we are going to go to, there are times when we will have to go to people, but understand it is Allah. Understand it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. Allah ta'ala is sufficient for his servant. Allah ta'ala knows our needs. Allah ta'ala knows the situation. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us most appropriately. There is no other God, there is no other Allah but Allah ta'ala. So on this night, let us exercise. Let us make those resolutions in our hearts that we are going to ask only from Allah ta'ala. Urwa bin Zubair, rahimahumullah, used to say that if I run short of salt, before I go out to the marketplace, I've got the money. That's not the issue. I've got my credit cards. I've got everything. That's not the issue. But first, I would ask from my Allah. First, I would seek from my Allah. And then I will go to opt for the means. Our Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib, Atarallahu Baqa'a, paints the scenario in a very beautiful way. That a person gets very sick, or a person is sick. So the first thing, go to the doctor. Doctor will say, conduct tests. And Allah Ta'ala reward our doctors that they give the 200% for their patients and their dedication. And the doctor will get the results. And today you have the app, the Lancet app, and you can see things are not looking right. And now doctor says, you have to go to the specialist. So you're running to the specialist. And now the specialist says that there is a serious rare disease. So now from there, we start sending out WhatsApp message. Make dua, it's not looking good. Which is a good thing. But Hazrat says, on the onset of the ill health, when we had that slight headache, that little weakness, if at that time we read 2 rakat salat and we made dua to Allah Ta'ala, and then we went out, the procedure would have been the same, but the order had changed. First Allah came into our lives. First we ask from Allah, give out some sadaqah, and then start the whole procedure, and then leave everything to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the night when we need to bring all of this into perspective and beseech Allah Rabbul Izzat and ask from Allah Ta'ala. And undoubtedly Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will grant, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Look at the address. Allah Ta'ala is addressing our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Ya Ibadi, my slaves, my servants, which servants of mine? Not Ibadur Rahman we're discussing in Fajr. الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Those slaves of mine that have transgressed themselves. They've broken the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And look at Allah. Allah is still saying, you are my banda, you mine. Father has an issue with the son, I'll disinherit you, go. Out. Tell the mother, I've got nothing to do with him, he mustn't come in front of me. That's not my Allah. My Allah is still saying, you violated, but you my servant. Where are we going to run to, brothers? Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi writes, if you want to learn the turning back towards Allah Ta'ala, then I'd seen when I was walking in a village, a little boy, boys are boys, and then they become men one day. A little boy must have been messing around with his mother, and I saw the door open and I hear this commotion. She's giving him a few shots and she's telling him, get out. Get out. So the boy begins to walk very unwillingly. And now I watch the scene. She bangs the door. The boy is outside. Mother is inside. And then he walks a little distance and then he stops. Now, these great personalities take lessons from everything. He decided, let me watch. And then I watch this boy walk. He goes to the corner. He mulls around for a while. And then he goes back and he knocks at the door of his mother. When he knocks at the door of his mother, she asked, who's it? He says, it's me. She opens the door again very roughly, angry. Why did you come back? The young boy says to his mother, Oh my mother, if I cannot come to your door, which other door can I go to? Brothers, if we cannot go to the door of Allah, which other door can we go to? Ye dunya bare bewafa hai, the world is faithless, disloyal. There is nobody that is going to do anything for us for nothing. It is Allah that gives and Allah Ta'ala becomes annoyed when we do not ask. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ in today's Tarawih. Ask from me and I will give. Ask from me and I will give. And those who become mustakbir, those who become arrogant, and they feel they can solve their own problems, they don't need Allah. سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ They will enter Jahannam in a most disgraceful way. Allah Ta'ala save us. So brothers, let us turn towards Allah. Let us beseech and search and seek from Allah Ta'ala. Ibn Rajab Hanbali Rahmatullah Ali has written that there was one person that looked through his life and he found from puberty till the point that he was, there were only 40 sins. He counted only 40 sins. When I read this, I think from morning to now, from Maghrib to now, from Asr to now, how many gunas haven't we committed? We have bad thoughts about people. We say things in an unkind manner. But these were those people for the years of their lives. He counted 40 sins. And what did he do? For each one sin, he made istighfar 100,000 times. You can do the maths. Then he writes of another person that from puberty to the point that he was, only 36 sins. And 36 were too much, he writes. Maximum. For each one sin, 100,000 times istighfar for the 36 sins. And then for each sin, one rakat of salat, 36. Actually, some kitabs got some absurd numbers. And in each rakat, one complete Quran. One complete Quran. Making tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Seeking and asking forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Brothers, they took it seriously. They took it seriously. So let us turn towards Allah and let us ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Attract the mercy of Allah. Attract the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of turning towards Allah, beseeching, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah ta'ala accept our du'as. And again, amongst us in the ummah, whoever is ill and sick, Allah ta'ala grant shifa'i kamila adila mustamirra. Whoever has whatever challenges, Allah ta'ala remove those challenges. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create conditions that are conducive to us, conditions of good. And may Allah ta'ala keep away difficult and uncomfortable conditions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadat, and Allah give us the tawfiq in the few, can we now say a few minutes till the end of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make qadr and to appreciate these days and these nights, and may we turn to Allah Ta'ala. So let us conclude with a short dua, beseeching from Allah and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu, fasalli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama anta ahlu, waf'al bina kama anta ahlu, fa innaka ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'alal qawmil kafirin. Allahumma innaka 'afuwun, Allahumma innaka 'afuwun tuhibbul 'afwa fa'fu 'anna ya karim, fa'fu 'anna ya karim, fa'fu 'anna ya karim. Oh Allah, you are kareem. Ya Allah, you are that being that grants without us asking. Ya Allah, when you grant, Ya Allah, you grant without any remuneration from our side, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no matter how unappreciative we may be, Ya Allah, yet you grant, and now Allah, you bestow upon us, you are Wahhab, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, most kind and compassionate and loving Allah, we are your slaves and your servants. Ya Allah, we have done wrong. Ya Allah, we have broken your commandments. We have transgressed your rules and we have transgressed our souls. Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month, in this Mubarak place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have stated, and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, that mani atarafa, that person that acknowledges, admits, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, here we are, admitting our guilt, Ya Allah. There's an admission of guilt, Ya Allah, that we are sinners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive each and every sin of ours, Ya Allah. Oh, most gracious and merciful Allah, every one of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you wipe it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, give us the tawfiq to turn our hearts towards you, Ya Allah. You are the solver of all our matters, Ya Allah. You are the most powerful, you are the most omnipotent, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the hearer, you are the knower, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know our conditions, Ya Allah. You know the inner conditions of our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the conditions of our finance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the condition in our homes and our businesses, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, that, oh Allah, whatever be sinking, Ya Allah, whether it is the business that is sinking, whether it is the relationship that is sinking, Ya Allah, we will not be like Qarun, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you the one that will keep us afloat once again, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful and gracious Allah, whatever ibadat, no matter how broken it may have been, Ya Allah, in this month and even before, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make qadr of the balance of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of standing on this night and all the other nights of the month of Ramadan. Give us the ability and the spiritual strength, Ya Allah, to turn towards you and to ask from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most beloved, you are the most kind, most compassionate, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you want to give, Ya Allah. You become annoyed when we do not ask, Ya Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah, give us the tawfiq to turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us and our parents and our spouses and our siblings and our children and all our family members. And Ya Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, remove the sufferings from the ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, our family members, Ya Allah, those of our friends, those that were standing with us in the sufuf, those that were sitting with us in itikaf, Ya Allah, all those that left this world, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammad. Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa bima huwa ahlu wa sallallahu wa sallama ala an-nabiyil karim wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.